Well, welcome everybody, and good to see you all. I apologise, it's a little close in here this evening. Hopefully we'll get through this without it becoming a Bikram meditation. But this evening we're going to do our core meditation, Metta Bhavana, which is the generation of loving kindness for all living beings. We're going to do it slightly differently to the way we usually do it. For any of you who are new and who haven't done Metta Bhavana with us before, don't worry because I'll be talking us through it. It'll be completely guided, so nothing you need to know. But what I want to do this evening is to contemplate this idea of all beings. When we give the dedication at the end, we actually start with the words, may all beings, without limit, without end. Okay? And then we wish them well. And in Metta Bhavana meditation, loving kindness meditation, what we do is we start practicing giving loving kindness, feelings of goodwill, of love, to all beings. And I want to talk a little bit about what that means, because it's very easy to get very abstract. And it's very easy to say, oh, yes, I love all beings, and then just really not internalize what that means. And in fact, that's the very reason why this practice, the Metta Bhavana practice, which is a very ancient practice, it's the reason why it starts very specifically and goes through a very specific order of people. It starts with yourself, then goes on to a friend, then to a neutral person, then to an enemy, and then to all beings. The reason being is that by doing this, by being specific, we avoid getting abstract, but instead we're very concrete. What does it mean to love myself? What does it mean to love my friend who actually annoys the heck out of me sometimes? What does it mean to love the person who I don't know? What does it mean to love the person who's being mean to me at the moment? Okay, and so it's very, very specific. And then what happens is we then go into the final part of the meditation. And like I say, this is an ancient meditation. It was written down many hundreds of years ago. And the final part we call the sending to the 10 directions. The sending of loving kindness to the 10 directions. And the 10 directions traditionally are the 8 points of the compass, you know, the 4 cardinal points and the 4 intermediate points of the compass. And then traditionally downward to the depths and upwards to the skies. So in the 8 points of the compass, then downward to the depths and upwards to the skies is how traditionally, the loving kindness is sent out. And so that's what we do. We go from the very specific to everybody, you know, starting with ourselves, moving out to everybody. And what I'd like to do to this evening is actually for me to encourage us to expand our view of all beings. Traditionally, when this was done, all beings meant all beings in all realms. Okay, the Buddha, when he was first teaching this, the Buddhist cosmology, if you like, had multiple realms of beings. There was the humans, there was the animals, and then there were various kind of demigod-like beings in their concept. Now, for you yourself, whichever tradition you come from, it's up to you which of those you want to include. However, I would like to encourage you at least today to expand to include animals. If you think about what we do when we do metta meditation, one of the things we do is we recognize that other people suffer like we do. Other people wish to be happy like we do. And so therefore we wish them to be free from suffering and to have happiness. And we know that the same is true with animals, that animals wish to be happy. Anybody who's had a cat knows that animals wish to be happy. But animals can suffer as well and experience suffering. And so we extend that to say it's not just other humans, but it's other creatures. Okay. And again, always as we do this, you know, how you expand that, how far you feel you can expand that, it depends on where you are personally. When I first learned the metta meditations, I went on a retreat, a weekend retreat, and this was about 20 years ago now. And we went on this retreat, and we were talking about this at the retreat, and somebody said, "Oh, I cannot stand anchovy." Okay. And so somebody said, "Well, anchovy is a creatures." Okay. And so when we do our metta, let's include anchovies in our in our meditation. Okay. I have no idea what an anchovy looks like. I suppose it's a little fish or something, but I don't know. I've never seen one kind of alive. But that was really how we say, even down to anchovies, whatever kind of fish they are, can we wish them loving kindness? And it was hard, okay, as you go down there. So the reason I bring that up is just to say, you know, you may find it easier to start with, you know, including some animals you're familiar with, some domestic animals you're familiar with, or whatever. But the idea being that we expand to the point where we can include all living creatures on this planet. And then, of course, the upwards to the sky part means to any other realms. And as I always say when we do this, we don't know whether there are other creatures out there in the universe, but we say, if there are, and if they know suffering, and if they wish to be happy, then we would wish them that. Okay? So how I'd like us to do the metta meditation this evening is we'll start, as we always do, with feeling loving kindness for ourselves. We always start at that point, because if you can't, the limit to how you can love yourself is the limit to how you can love other people. Okay. So we start with ourselves. And then when we do the next one, which is friends, I'd like you to actually start by thinking of all the people and all the creatures that you feel positive about. And as you think of that group, you know, and, you know, whether it's people who are friends, maybe it's benefactors or teachers, whether it's domestic animals you know, whether it's a horse you used to ride, whatever it is, feel feelings of loving kindness for all of those creatures. And by all means, pick specific ones and wish them to be well, happy, and free from suffering. But think of that whole group. Then we'll do the same for neutral people and creatures who we know, don't know well. Then difficult people, and maybe difficult creatures as well. Maybe there's a neighbor's dog who barks all the time, or a friend's got a cat that makes your eyes water, or whatever it is. You know, if they're difficult creatures, think of that. And then, of course, we'll go and we'll do the 10 directions. And I'm going to do the 10 directions slightly differently today. I'm actually going to go through the 8 points on the compass and then down and up. And again, as we go through those, and that way's north, by the way. Okay. I am right, aren't I? Yes, that way's north. And we'll go around the points of the compass. And I want you to, as you do so, you know, think of the people who are close in that direction, and then the people who are far in that direction, to all the way around the world. Okay. And we'll do that for each of the 8 directions. And then downward to the depths and upward to the skies. So, similar to how we usually do metta bhavana, but instead of just going straight for the specific person, I'm going to invite you to consider the group of people and other creatures. Okay? Any questions before we start? Like I say, if you've not done this before, don't worry, I'll be completely guiding it. We start our meditation by taking a moment to let go of all the things that have been on our mind today. The good stuff, the not so good stuff, thoughts of the week ahead, the memories of the week gone by. Recognizing that some of those things are important. And some of those things are really not so important. But for now, just giving ourselves the gift of being present here to meditate. Becoming aware of the sounds around us, the sound of the traffic in the street, the sound of the air conditioning, the sound of our friends about us. And just being aware and completely accepting of all those sounds. Now turning your attention to the places where the weight of your body presses down through the cushion and the mat. Noticing the sensations of pressure on your feet, ankles, legs, knees, backside. And aware that as your body presses downward, so the cushion and the mat press back up to support you in this place. And beneath them, the studio floor, the foundations, and ultimately the earth beneath you are all pressing back upwards to support you in this place. And taking a moment to feel that connection with the earth, the same earth that we share with billions of other people, trillions of other creatures. From that connection with the earth, noticing your pelvis and your spine arising from your pelvis, and taking a moment to lengthen and straighten your spine, maybe moving gently side to side, backwards and forward, till you find the place where your body is naturally supported by your spine. And similarly with your neck and your head, gently moving your head, lengthening and straightening your neck, until you find the place where your head is naturally supported by your neck. And as your body starts to calm, allowing your mind to calm also. Not fighting with your thoughts, not trying to suppress them, but instead, when a thought arises, just acknowledging it and letting go. And now becoming aware of your breathing, noticing the depth and the quality of your breath. Noticing the in-breath and noticing the out-breath. Noticing the small pause between the end of the in-breath and the beginning of the out-breath. Noticing the pause between the end of the out-breath and the arising of the new in-breath. And as we meditate, allowing our minds to rest in gentle awareness of our breathing, using our breath as a place where our minds can rest and our minds can return to if we find we've become distracted. And so with your mind still resting on your breath, bring to mind a time in the past where you felt good about yourself and your place in this world, where things were going well for you. Where you felt generally happy. And whenever that time was, whether it was recently or a long, long time ago, bring to mind that time and that place. And as you recall it, start feeling positive feelings towards yourself. Start feeling feelings of loving kindness, of love towards yourself. allowing the warmth and the depth of the feeling of love for yourself to grow and to deepen. And as you allow those feelings of loving kindness to grow for yourself, remind yourself that true loving kindness is not conditional. It doesn't depend on things going well. But instead, that's the feeling of loving kindness you should feel for yourself all the time, not just when things are going well. So take those same feelings of loving kindness for yourself and feel them for yourself right now in this moment. Regardless of how life is for you right now, whether things are going well or things are going badly for you right now, unconditionally feel those same feelings of love, of loving kindness, for yourself right now in this moment. And allow those feelings to deepen and to grow. And if you find it helps, use the mantra, may I be well, may I be happy, may I be free from suffering. May I be well, may I be happy, may I be free from suffering. May I be well, may I be happy, may I be free from suffering. Now, very gently, start to contemplate all the people and creatures who you feel good about, bringing to mind the group of friends, pets, benefactors, people who you find easy to like. And as you bring them to mind, feel feelings of warmth, of goodwill, and loving kindness to all of them. And maybe choose one or two or a few of them to bring to mind specifically, and to feel feelings of loving kindness for them. And again, you may use the mantra, may you be well, may you be happy, may you be free from suffering. May you be well, may you be happy, may you be free from suffering. And now contemplate all the people, creatures, beings who you come across in your daily life, but who you know little about. Recognizing that every single one of them sometimes experiences suffering. Every single one of them wishes to be happy. And despite the fact that you know little about them, and despite the fact you haven't come to a conclusion as to whether you would like them or dislike them, recognize that they have the same desire to be happy as you do. And so wish all of them to be well, happy, and free from suffering. And feel feelings of loving kindness for all the people, all the creatures, all the beings who you come across in your daily life, but who you know little about. And now contemplate the group of people, creatures, beings who you come across in your life who you find hard to like, who for one reason or other you dislike. And whoever they are, again, recognize that they sometimes know suffering, and like you, they would wish to be happy. And so, despite your feelings for them, feel feelings of loving kindness for them. Wish them to have that happiness. Wish them to be well. And as you expand in this group for people and creatures you dislike, just remember the types of animals and insects that give you problems that you dislike. And now set your mind towards the north, thinking of all the people, the creatures, the beings who are north of you from here, whether they be close or whether they be the other side of the planet, whether they're people or animals you know, or whether you don't know them, whether you like them, or whether you naturally dislike them, whether you feel they're good, or whether you feel they're not good. But set your mind towards the north, and including all beings, wish them to be well, happy, and free from suffering. And now send the same feelings of loving kindness for all beings to the West. And now to the South. And now to the East. And now to the Northwest. To the Northeast. The Southeast. And the Southwest. And now downward to the depths, all the creatures that are underneath the earth and in the seas. And upward to the skies. Out into the universe. And feeling for a moment what it's like to have a heart the size of this universe, one that can feel loving kindness for all people, all beings, all creatures. Everywhere in this universe. And without letting go of that feeling of love for all beings, very gently return your awareness to being here in the studio with a group of friends. Now I dedicate the merit. May all beings, without limit, without end, have a share in the merit just now made, and in whatever other merit I have made, may they attain liberation and their radiant hopes be fulfilled.